When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
We're meandering. It's the summer. And now we speak about jeans. You know, I was reading an article about blue jeans today. And this is a company called Blue Delta. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I have not.
Not familiar with Blue Delta. Should I be?
Sounds well, like a military operation.
You're about to be.
Military grade jeans.
Or a naval operation.
TAC jeans.
So it is that time of year where on CBSSports.com, they have one of the headline stories is how Blue Delta became the unofficial jeans of the SEC's elite.
Nice.
So that caught my attention.
Nick Saban's wearing dungarees?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, boy.
They say Saban does wear these.
Look, I know nothing about Blue Delta. I just know that if Nick Saban's wearing pants, I don't want to wear them.
Okay, well, what if I told you Eli Manning wears them?
That's not helping.
Nicole Kidman wears them.
Oh!
Dak Prescott.
Oh!
Morgan Freeman?
Well, now
you're too good for the pants that Morgan Freeman dons?
Now I stand corrected.
Greg Sankey?
I don't think I want a piece of any of those people's fashion that you just mentioned.
Really?
Not a single one, I don't think.
Well, it's kind of a weird deal. Okay, so I was reading this story and it's...
Yeah, now I gotta look up Blue Delta jeans.
Yeah, look them up and see what you think of them. I don't think they look very good. They're a very southern, well, they kind of look like tough skins, but they have a bunch of different colors, and they can customize them for your school. So what ends up happening is they launched the company as two bros from Mississippi.
Oh, they're raw denim.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they launched the company back in 2011, and all they did was lose money until, so it's custom jeans. So, mm-hmm. Nobody else does this, which is why they started it. Because one of the guys was like, well, you sure nobody else does custom jeans? And they're like, no, this is, they say one size fits one. That's their mantra. So they take like 16 different measurements.
It's like Indochino for blue jeans.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. And nobody else does it. And they're called Blue Delta. And they got in with the SEC because they're from Mississippi. And somehow they managed to get their jeans in the hands of Eli Manning.
And that was
after years of losing money.
So someone looked at Eli Manning and said, I want that.
Well, they're big Mississippi guys. And so I think they cross paths with Eli.
Makes sense, Blue Delta.
And they love, of course, they love all things Mississippi football.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they love Eli Manning. And they had him where they gave him some jeans. And he called them and said, hey, I want to order every color that you have.
That's a lot. By the way, did you see what Blue Delta's run?
That's what I'm getting at. So Eli Manning orders every color.
Mm-hmm.
And now this says that several years later, even Greg Sankey, the SEC commissioner, says he owns 10 pair.
Jeez.
They have taken over the Southeastern Conference as the unofficial gene of the SEC elite. Steve Sarkisian, Lane Kiffin, John Calipari, even country music star, Tennessee fan, Morgan Wallen.
Oh.
Wears these jeans.
All the racist
stuff. So you also get to yell the N-word while you're wearing these jeans.
I wonder if the N-word has been yelled while wearing these jeans. I'm sure it has.
I'm sure it has. Oh, I think it's been yelled.
Buck, you want to take a stab at how much a pair costs? Again, they're custom, so you get measured and fit
Well, I mean, I think you can get like an Indochino suit for like $400, but obviously this is denim.
Yeah, I used to get an Indochino suit for like $175.
Is that low? Wow,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Indochino, it's really affordable.
I'll say $385.
Pretty close.
No. Is that good?
They start at $450.
$450 jeans, dude.
If you want certain pairs, it goes up to $600. If you'd like certain specific washes or embroidery, it looks like.
And don't you think they're kind of ugly?
Look, the raw denim look certainly isn't my favorite thing in the world, and it seems quite uncomfortable, but I mean, if you're...
It's just very Southern.
Yes, it is a very Southern look. It is a very formal, crisp jean. And to me, if I want a formal, crisp look, I'm not wearing jeans, but again, I'm not Eli Manning, nor am I Greg Sankey, nor would I spend $450 on a pair of jeans. But jeans in general, like... I'm often blown away. Like, you go and see, like, a pair of, like, you know, I don't know, it's some celebrities, like, oh, I love Diesel jeans. And you look them up, they're like $300. You're like, I don't love them that much. Jeans are expensive, though.
Blue Delta recently announces a $1.5 million expansion of its facility, and they have a goal of producing 1 million pants in the next decade.
It's a lot of pants.
Yeah.
I am often confused and frightened by the cost of clothing. And how you become a premium brand. Like, you just launch out. Like, when you start out, you're like, hey, my jeans are $450. And again, like you said, they just lose money. And then you get one guy, Eli Manning, that's like, hey, everybody, these jeans are awesome. And all of a sudden, everyone's like, $450? That's a great deal.
What's the most you guys would pay for a pair of jeans?
Well, I've told you my pants story, haven't I?
Yeah. The Win, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the first time I went to the Win, silly little...
Mm-hmm. Oh, country mouse.
Yeah.
You had no idea.
Naive Kansas boy.
You and your little short pants. Apparently,
you have to wear pants to the restaurants there. Yes. And I roll into Sinatra, the Italian restaurant in Encore, with looking very nice. Yeah. Package on display with my golf shorts. And they would not let me in.
They took one look at you and said, I don't think so, sir.
Sorry, dress code. And so I had to go down. And I don't know if you've ever shopped at the Wind Shops.
I've looked at them, and I've never bought anything.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can't afford that.
They're for window shopping for me only.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, they have some really high-end shops in there. Yeah. And so I had to go down. And so I didn't even bring pants.
No.
On the trip.
It's like 100 degrees. Why do you need pants?
So I went down to one of the Wind Shops, and I went shopping. For pants. And I think I paid about $400. And they were jeansy kind of pants. Yeah. They were great. They fit really well.
But you did that out of necessity. Yes. What's the most you would voluntarily pay?
Well, hold on.
It's been done.
So I get the pants, and I go pissed off, by the way. I go back to Sinatra.
That dinner got a lot more expensive.
And
the veal cutlet will not be ordered.
I see a guy in a Beavis and Butthead shirt and jeans.
Well, that would piss me off.
And he waltzes in.
That would ruffle some feathers.
So, of course, I'm not going to say anything. I got these pants, and I told my wife, I sit down to dinner.
I'm saying something.
I said, if we win money, I'm keeping these damn pants. These are the most comfortable pants I've ever put on my body.
But you didn't win money.
I had to return the pants. Yeah. So I kept the pants in my room for the trip, thinking, hey, if I win a bunch of money... This is nothing. I'm going to keep these awesome pants.
But again, how nervous were you about spilling spaghetti sauce on those pants?
Oh, very nervous. Yeah. So I definitely covered it.
Napkin, lap, let's go.
I think I was freeballing too.
Oh, boy.
I did that too.
So you had to return? You had to return some expensive pants with your ball sack all up in them?
I think that's right. Maybe I'm making that part up. I don't remember.
That's poor form.
Anyway, I returned the pants because we didn't win money. But so $400 is the most I've paid for.
I have never spent.
And I would never, if on my own, voluntarily, I mean, $100 maybe?
Yeah. I struggle with pants over $100. Like, everyone jocks Lululemon, won't do it.
Yeah.
And they're only like $130 or whatever, won't do it. I have a strict $100 pants line. I won't cross. Can't bring myself to do it. I've yet to meet the pair of pants that I put on and I'm like, you know what? $375. No. Although, to be fair, I have not put on the Wind pants. Haven't done that. Every now and then, you'll be at like Nordstrom or whatever, and you see a pair of pants. You're like, oh, these look really nice. You look at the price tag. You're like, nope.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a lot of good technology now.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to pay a ton for...
I don't think you have to.
For good pants.
Yeah.
Are you still miffed about the Beavis and Butthead guy? I would be.
Yeah.
That would bother me.
Yeah, piss me off.
Yeah. Yeah. The arbitrary rules are ridiculous. There needs to be some sort of... Again, it's a common sense rule. I get it. You don't want my short pants out there, but at the same time, don't let the guy in the Who's Farted t-shirt in as well.
Yeah, letter of the law, spirit
of
the law.
Well, here's what I do, though.
Reasonable.
I do respect holding to a dress code.
Yeah.
I respect that.
Yeah.
You know, there's some restaurants now, this is a trend, that they are not letting young people into their restaurant. Have you noticed this? Have you read about this?
Define young.
Under 21. Like, you cannot eat there.
Oh, well, I mean,
because they're like, you dress like slobs, you act like idiots, you don't tip,
yeah,
you're out of here.
Yeah.
And I think that's great.
There's a Mexican joint here in town that that does that.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas. This is sports the way it should be.
They don't let the youth in. It is 21 and over. I can see that. I just think there's that for me is a. There, my buddy belongs to a country club, and I hate the stupid tuck rule. Drives me crazy.
Yeah, now that, I'm with you.
That is a real rub.
You should be able to have your shirt untucked.
Because, like, if I, like, right now, I'm wearing a collared shirt, button up, nice shirt. And, but a lot of the, like, if I'm wearing, I am a big fan of the short sleeve button up. It is my go-to summer shirt of choice. I actually think it's more comfortable than t-shirts. A lot of great fabrics out there, a lot of great manufacturers, big fan. This is to your point. So, but this shirt is not meant to be tucked in. It hits right at my belt line.
Most of them, fashion-wise, are made to not be tucked in.
So I literally can't tuck this shirt in. If I did, it would just come out the moment I moved. It is not meant to be tucked in. The last 2 inches of the shirt aren't even buttoned. Like, it's just, you can't tuck it in.
Gotta get an old man polo.
Exactly. So I can get someone there with some janky-ass, cotton, piece-of-crap, wrinkly polo that's tucked into some Walmart khakis, and that works. But I'm wearing a shirt and you can't do it because it's not tucked in, or you force me to tuck it in and then I have to like hike my pants. I hate it. That rule drives me bananas.
Well, the tucked in shirt thing is an old man.
Yes.
I mean,
is.
That's an old man thing.
Yes.
And who runs country clubs?
Old men.
Yeah. So
let me also state this for the old man out there. I don't know what you're doing, but when you've got your big ass gut, you realize that it's just, you're just making it look worse. Like I went to the chiropractor today and, the man that was leaving, there was a guy leaving. He was an officer of the law. Looked like he was some sort of detective sergeant, if you will. I could tell because of the gun and the badge hanging from his belt.
Detective Gillis?
Detective Gillis. But he was wearing civilian clothes, minus the hand cannon and the badge. My man had that thing. He had that shirt, that golf polo, tucked in so tight. And those pants pulled up and that thing cinched. So I just sat there and I was like, the reason why you're in the chiropractor's office right now is you probably don't have any blood flow with as tight as those things are. And his gun and his badge were like jammed into his gut. Mm. You know what I mean? I was like, there's no way that can be comfortable. There's just no way. And yet, why are you insisting on pulling that up and tucking it in. Like, there's I don't know what it is about old men that think that like you can't tell. You're like, no one's gonna be able to tell my boiler or this.
Well, that's how they've always done it.
Well, they need to
it
come
needs
up.
To evolve.
It needs to
Someone
evolve.
Someone needs to have a conversation with them. A loved one. Just be like, this isn't
And sometimes I see that and it's not even a collar shirt. My man just has a t-shirt. My man just has like a big dog t-shirt tucked into some dungarees, pulled up, cinched tight, not helping your cause, my man. Not helping.
Well, if you're not the lead dog, the view never changes.
That's
what Big Dog says.
That's true. God, my dad was a big fan of the Big Dog shirts. He'd buy them at like the Pendleton outlets.
Yep.
It was, those were a tasty item for one Big Bob Brown.
All right, so check out Blue Delta.
Or don't.
If you want to pay $450.
Hey, custom works, though.
For custom jeans.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they're all... I read this article, and they all... I mean, all those guys, Sankey is quoted in there. All these dudes are like, man, these are the best jeans ever.
I will just
they
give
fit
you...
so great.
And Joey Harrington talked about this, and I have taken this advice. You know, you can just buy a shirt or a pair of jeans, and then for about $20, you can take it into a tailor, and they'll fit it to you. Just saying. Take your pants a little bit, let them out, hem your shirt, whatever you want. It's not that expensive. So, or, you know, if you're Greg Sankey, Blue Delta.
All right. Coming up next, who will be the best paid athletes in 2024? It is 423 on the Fan.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.